You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I have a friend at work who drinks way too much and needs to stop. What do I say to him? Let's get into it.
You tell me to not be afraid. My reservation has been made. You have gone to prepare me a place where we can sit and talk face to face, where you'll hold me and console me in the old past away. No more crying or pain, and you'll show me how you know me. And it's how I know you without it through and through. Me a guarantee. Cause part of you lives now with me.
Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
Rock and roll.
And Jed Brewer.
Mild hip-hop.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'm going to go adult contemporary.
Ooh, bold choice.
Contemporary.
Nobody needs to go adult and contemporary.
No, it's not the indication of a career going well in the music industry.
I hear Michael Bolton's voice in my head right now.
Well, so that's always true for you, though.
So that is it.
It's a problem. Speaking of problems, we're answering a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. You're welcome to write in your question if you have one. This week's question says, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I have a friend at work who drinks way too much and needs to stop. What do I say to him? And, Jed, let's start with you. We're getting into some more specifics here, but I think it's important to start with acknowledging that this is a good impulse, right?
No doubt. No doubt. Look, I've got friends and family members both who I see them and I see the way they are and go, oh, honey, we need to make a change. I mean, look at yourself. And that comes from a place of love. You know, when we care about people and we see them hurting themselves, we want better for them. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing. We want to celebrate that instinct within you. The truth is this world can be a cold, cold place where people just don't care. And it's a blessing to have somebody who cares enough to want you to have a better life. Whether you're ready to take a hold of that better life or not is another another issue. The fact that there are people who want it for you, that's a good thing. We do want to start there.
It's definitely a good thing. And glad I'd love to get you to pick up there, because it's a good thing to want to help. You can. This sounds like a weird concept. It's true. You can help in an unhelpful way.
Right.
You can translate that into something. So what are the things we want to look at as a mark of helping good?
Well, I think part of the problem here is acknowledging I don't have the power to make this be better. And sometimes that powerlessness and that sense of I can't. And I'm sort of, sometimes I feel alone in that, like I'm the only one that really cares about this. And that leads to a thinking of I need to do something drastic. I need to do something extreme. I need to be a jerk about this and all of that. And that gets us into really unproductive.
They show up at 3 a.m. and intervention him.
Yeah, that's all that. That gets us into really unproductive, really negative stuff that can, in the short run, make it worse.
Absolutely. So what should we be looking for instead of that kind of stuff?
Well, I think ultimately we want to be able to plant the seed of here's what the good thing is to do. Here's the good first steps. And challenge and encourage them to take those first steps so they know that there's sort of that accountability of here's what you should be doing.
Yeah, it's a very important point, and we do a fair amount of working with folks who are in both sides of this equation in our day job, working with folks coming out of addiction and out of jail, that especially with there's a phrase that there's an old cliche that there's no one more gung-ho than a recently recovered alcoholic.
Right, yeah.
There's no stronger non-drinker than an ex-drinker. Mm-hmm. And some of that comes, as we're pointing out here, comes from a very good place of you realize how much better you feel and how much better your life is, and you just want that for other people, which is great. But as Glenn is fond of pointing out with kind of folks you work with, you did not come to recovery because someone yelled at you or smacked the beer out of your hand or whatever. Very rarely is it a big dramatic moment. It's it's their decisions that people make for themselves, and you don't want to get lost in your heart to help, which is a good thing. You don't want to lose a certain amount of compassion for someone else and deny them the journey that they're on. We'll come back and talk more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
Could I ever find a cure for a world that's all gone? Best believe I don't belong. And nothing's fair or right. You see me, Lord, you see me. When I cry alone at night, you hear me, yes, you hear me. You're right here with me. Oh, and you're right here with me. I wanna feel like I am someone.
Back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I feel like I'm ready for some acceptance.
Okay. You got there.
Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah, I don't know what yet, but I'm ready.
Okay, ready to accept something.
Yes.
That's an important first step. Also joined by Jed Brewer.
Glenn, here on The Bridge Loud, we accept you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot to accept.
It's true.
It's a very weird turn of phrase. Just flipped it around on you. I like that. It's rare you hear that on a radio show that doesn't take calls. We're swerving ourselves.
That's right.
It's a weird dynamic we have here on the show, but we enjoy it. We're continuing to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. You can write in if you have a question for us. This one says, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I have a friend at work who drinks way too much and needs to stop. What do I tell him? And Glenn, let's start with you. In the last thing we talked about how it's great to have a heart to help, it's great to have that motivation, but you do want to do that in a way that is effective. So let's continue to look at kind of some of the underlying attitudes that can help us be effective in that.
First and foremost, recovery is for people who want it, not people who need it. And that's what you hear people in 12-step programs talk about. It's a hard truth. It's not one that I want to be true. I mean, I want, as we were saying in the previous segment, I want to will this person into it. I want to find some way of muscling them into that thing. But again, I think that comes from a perspective of I'm the only one that really cares. And I'm, you know, I think it's about recognizing that actually God cares about this person and that I'm not alone in this and that those things are going to happen. There will be things in the future this person will face. Unfortunately, some of those will be negative, but they'll face things that will give them moments of clarity, give them moments of turning around. But it's helping. It's about us recognizing they have to get to that place of wanting it before any of this will be effective.
Yeah, absolutely right. And Jed, what can we continue to kind of give our friend a realistic picture of the way this tends to work? Because as Glenn's pointing out, I think if people have never done this, they think there's a magic set or number of words that we can just make someone see the light. That's not really the way it works.
Not at all. The truth, and again, Glenn's right, it's a tough truth, but you can badger and scold and nag your friend all you want to the point where you're damaging the relationship, actually. Unless he wants to stop drinking, he's not going to. Mm-hmm. That's how this works. Glenn is right, of course, that there's not necessarily anything wrong with, you know, here and there saying, hey, it seems like drinking's kind of messing with you.
Right.
If I can ever do anything to help with that, you know, I'd love to. Because I care about you.
Yep.
But past that, there's actually not a lot you can do for someone.
When you're ready, I'm ready.
When you're ready, I'm ready. I'm just saying. I'm not looking down on you. Right. I mean, you want to do that with the utmost of gentleness and respect. But past that, there's not a lot you can do. The one thing that you can do, though, is you can set a good example by looking out for your own sobriety. Mm-hmm. You know, if this is your friend, I bet you guys have gone out drinking a lot. You don't need to go with him to the bar. You guys can go to the barbecue place or the donut place or whatever instead. And that actually sets a good example. That makes it clear. I'm making a change in my life. Your friend will see that. He'll respect that, even if he's not sure that he's ready to do the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely right. Someone that goes before goes exactly what Glenn is talking about the way to do this effectively. The other thing that is worth pointing out, when you know, A is for, they say in Alcoholics Anonymous is for people who want it, not people who need it. The thing you may have heard that is not exactly true is this idea of a rock bottom, which is the idea of someone hits a point where it just something has to change, and then it's a natural outflow from that it changes. We work with a lot of addicts. That's not really a way it happens. There's such a thing as a bad event that makes someone decide to want to make these steps, but it is that desire that your friend needs, and we'll be back with more ways that you can help them when they decide on that right here on the Bridge Loud. with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
I'm ready to make some changes.
The best changes happen at 3:45 on a Saturday night.
I recognize I have a lot of problems.
That actually does happen quite often at 3:45 on a Saturday night. Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
I've transitioned from Michael Bolton to now Ozzy is singing in my head, I'm going through changes. Okay. So that's kind of like an interior soundscape upgrade, I think.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Interior Soundscape is my favorite progressive band.
Yeah. Yes.
They are unlistenable, but Pitchfork gave me 7 stars.
That's right.
We are continuing to answer a question that came into thebridgeloud at gmail.com. It says, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I have a friend who drinks way too much and needs to stop. What do I say to him? So, Glenn, I'd love to start with you here. In the last segment, Jed closed us out by giving some things you could do instead of going to the bar with your friend. Mm-hmm. And that may be the kind of just really practical brass tacks thinking that's going to get us move forward on this, right?
Yeah, I think ultimately it's about recognizing that you can get kind of a target lock on the person that you're wanting them to make a change. You see how much this is hurting them, and it sort of feeds back on itself, and you get almost this obsessive mindset of, I've got to do something, got to do something, and so on and so forth. And again, that leads, as we're saying all throughout here, to a lot of bad thinking, a lot of bad interactions and stuff. But it's about recognizing there are other people in your life that are ready to move forward and make some positive changes that need help, you know, that need a little bit of assistance here and there. That could be an auntie that needs you to paint her porch. It could be, a grandma that needs you to move some furniture around or cut her grass or something, anything. There's lots we can do, and certainly there are a lot of people who are in recovery that need our help as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. And I'd love you to pick up that idea of looking for the people who want the help, because I think there can be a negative reaction to that of you're abandoning someone or just because they're a tough case. But I think our friend may find that once they get in this motion of being of service and helping people, that's going to snowball a little bit.
I think you're totally right. You have a heart to help. You have a heart to help your friend, but if you can do, you actually have a heart to help just people. Is that, that's how help works. And so Glenn is right that you want to start with people that are ready to receive that help. Mm-hmm. If you have a heart for people that are struggling with alcoholism, there's a bunch of things you can do with that. If you've been in AA for a while, you can serve as a sponsor. That's a very important thing. If you haven't been in AA very long, you can help set up chairs. Mm-hmm. That's always needed. You can be a volunteer to give people a ride to and from a meeting so they're able to do that. All of those things can make a huge, huge difference in the lives of those people. And here's the funny thing. Helping is something you get better at doing. Mm-hmm. If you get involved in serving people, even if it's just giving some good encouragement and a good word here and there, you'll be even better at it when your friend is ready. Your friend's going to come to a point where they're going to be ready, and the better you are at helping, the better you'll be able to help him in that moment.
I think it's a very important point. Another thing people who haven't done a lot of this get an idea of is that the desire to help will, and a lot of hustle would just kind of see us through a certain amount of an experience here. And especially when you're doing something that addiction has a lot of layers. There's chemical things going on. There's psychological things going on. It's good to know what you're doing. That's why it's important to work your recovery. And that's why it's important to get this kind of experience, because you have a heart to help. And a big part of that is giving the best help possible. And experience is a big way in how you do that.
She's mine like that, she's paper.
from the Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
It's time.
Is it?
Yeah, I've had my moment of clarity. I just need to be a better person.
That's almost going to inevitably lead to you leaving the show.
This won't fit in.
It's not a place for better people. Also joining us is Jed Brewer.
I am already insecure about the fact that Glenn is going to be a better person, and that will make me feel bad about myself.
And Glenn's wrecking the bad person curve.
Yeah.
We continue to answer your question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I'm a recovering alcoholic. I have a friend at work who drinks way too much and needs to stop. What do I say to him? And Glenn, we've mentioned before that we do a lot of this in our day job. One of the main things we do is work with addicts, and you've been doing that for a long time. So hopefully, and again, I normally do a little joke about secret sauce, but on the alcoholism episodes, it seems somewhat inappropriate. So what are some tips and tricks, maybe even, that we would term secret sauce?
The secret sauce!
That you've picked up along the way for these kind of, you've met a lot of these people who get clean and really want to help their friends get clean.
Yeah, I think first and foremost, big resources we want to suggest, if you have someone in your life that's dealing with substance abuse, check out Al-Anon. They have a lot of great resources. I highly, highly recommend
And that's a program specifically for people who have loved ones who are addicts.
That's right. I think when you become part of that, those meetings, and when you start learning about the 12 steps, one of the things you'll hear is the Serenity Prayer. And as we're professional ministry people, do Christian ministry, we love this prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. And that really just falls in line with everything we've been saying in this episode, recognizing there's stuff that I can't change, and I need to be able to understand that and be serene about it, be peaceful about it. There's stuff that I absolutely can change, maybe not about this person, but about somebody else, and I need to pursue that. But I need to have a sense of wisdom, a sense of understanding of where is the best place to put my efforts.
Absolutely. Do you have anything you'd add to that?
Glenn said it earlier on, and I really want to come back to it. God loves your friend.
Yeah.
However much you love your friend, God loves your friend even more.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we believe is that God is in a constant state of drawing people to himself. That even when we can't see it, even when we feel like we're our farthest away from God, God is in the business of creating a path back home. And pulling us back towards himself. There will come a moment where undoubtedly you will be a pivotal part of that plan. That day may not be today, but I believe that day is coming. But God loves your friend, God cares about your friend, and God has a plan for your friend just as he does for you.
That's absolutely right. We'll be back next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
child. This will